Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
You know what? Here's the thing, you guys. I'm allowed to have hot takes. I just think, like, go honeymoon in Mexico. I really don't think, I don't always think your wedding is just about you.
And Liz.
I don't know if this is relevant to everyone, but it might be relevant to some people. Always think about, how can I give someone a gift and how can I also free up headspace?
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with
Kelly
and Liz.
Sorry. I mean, we record our episodes on the same day. So no, between like the last 20 minutes we ended recording and now, I'm still raspy.
Yeah, raspy girl. Did you bring these gummy bears down for me?
Yeah.
That was really kind of you.
Okay, so shout out to Sam from Amino's Car Seats because we went to the New York Auto Show with her. And just like being like two girls who like love their neighbors so much, I sent her a chicken pot pie and like that's what I do. And then in passing, she sent me, what is this brand? Albanese? She sent me these little Albanese gummy bears because we ate these.
Albanese, yeah.
But like they're like little like fruit snack packets, but they're gummy bears.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're insane. They're best gummy bears in the world.
The best gummy bears. That was really kind of you to bring me a little pack.
Well, I knew you wanted a little pick-me-up.
I can always use a little I know you want
to
like. Treat.
I know you want to wash down your coconut cream Dr. Pepper with some more sugar.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to feel great after this.
Well, today's Tyler's birthday, and it's just like so. It's like Tyler's like not a birthday person.
Mm-hmm. Neither is Maddie.
And neither am I. I mean,
it's like
I'm way more so than him. Like I expect, like I want to be thought of, but like I don't need a gift. I don't need to care about any of that. Mm-hmm. Not from him, at least. Mom and Dad have to, and you have to also.
Yeah, but like not from him.
Well, he's not going to pick me on anything good. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like such, I'm sorry, like I think that's such like unnecessary pressure. Like if they're not a good gift giver, and then I just don't like need the moment of like, I send you three links and you pick one. Like I just don't mm-hmm. also like need that moment. But like I like when you pick me out something because like you put some thought into it. Mm-hmm. Because the gift you give me is you bought me something for headspace. Which, speaking of, you need to tell everyone what you're doing for my housewarming present.
I know. I had that written down of things to talk about. So I was brainstorming on what I could get Kelly as a housewarming gift. And it's hard because you have a lot of stuff. And also, like, you're kind of taking your time on, like, buying things because you want to, like, live in the house. And every wall is freshly painted. So it's like we can't frivolously buy, like, art decor. Like, mm-hmm. So I thought, how could I serve Kelly and what could I get her? And Kelly has to decorate and style and buy stuff for every single room in this house. And it's a very big undertaking. So I was like, how can I give her a gift and also free up some headspace? So I said, I gave you an out if you thought this was a bad idea. But I said, my gift to you is I will style, buy all the decor and style either your front porch or your downstairs bathroom.
Which like, as soon as he said it, I was so, it's such a thoughtful gift because one, I mean, that's kind of you to like, you know, spend the money to do that. But also the headspace. I value my headspace more than my time.
No, I know. I know you do.
Or my money.
More than your money.
I don't know what is wrong with me. Maybe it's just like running this business and like having all these kids. And like, maybe that's just like a weakness of mine. I am always looking for headspace.
I also just know that you're like interior decorating is just not where you thrive.
No, I don't have fun with it.
You don't like it. I get excited about it. I love to be on Pinterest. I'm also not like the best at it by any means, but I was like, I can take on your bathroom or I can take on your front porch and like give you something cute. And I knew you would just like trust me to do it. So Kelly picked the downstairs bathroom. So I have some Pinterest inspo and I'm like gathering everything. The thing is I have to like buy a lot of stuff and then like style it and like see what works and then return stuff. So I'm in the process of like,
see, and I want no part of that.
I'm in the process of collecting things, but I'm excited because I'm like invested in one room of your house only. And so it's fun.
And it's going to be so fun to have like, because the downside, like, let's be honest, I would have neglected that room till the end of time.
I know. And it has so much potential.
Guys, when I say neglected, I mean, I don't even have a mirror in it. It has a toilet and a vanity.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a mirror.
So that was my gift to Kelly.
And and we only have two working bathrooms right now. And one's like our bedroom's bathroom and that one.
Yeah.
So it's such a good gift.
It's going to feel so good. It feels so good to walk into a finished room. It feels so good to just like have a nice space.
Yeah.
So that's my gift.
And hey, for my birthday,
you
can do the front porch.
Yeah, for your birthday, I'll do the front porch.
Because I probably...
Well, and mom said the same thing. Mom came in here and she was like, you should let me and Aunt Lizzie style your bookshelves.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
Perfect. You're like, great.
Can you come tomorrow?
Yeah. So I don't know if this is relevant to everyone, but it might be relevant to some people. Always think about how can I give someone a gift and how can I also free up headspace?
If there's and someone who struggles with headspace.
Sometimes that's a chicken pot pie as a meal.
Sometimes.
As a yes. dinner or a quiche yes. for breakfast so they don't have to think about it. Thank you. That's one of the things I want to talk about. Okay.
Okay, so hold on. I was talking about Tyler's birthday.
Though. Oh, Tyler's birthday, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, like, so Tyler's mom's coming over tonight, which is like so kind because she's just amazing. And I thought we would like go to like the new town that we live in and like, you know, explore like a new restaurant. And then like, I really want to go to Lowe's. I want to go look at blinds mm-hmm. at Lowe's and I want to go like look at like boring stuff, but like stuff I just want to go do with him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to go get sushi.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to get sushi tonight.
Okay.
Which is like 45 minutes away from where we yeah. live. It's like the closest sushi restaurant.
Yeah. But you guys will have a lot of time in the car.
We'll chat in the car. Mm-hmm. We'll chat in the car. And it's his birthday.
Yeah.
But he wants to go to the all-you-can-eat place.
All-you-can-eat sushi.
He loves it there. It is good. And, like, what I like is, like, because I don't really, like, eat, obviously, a lot of raw fish pregnant. So I just can get, like, you know, I have to get, like, 2 shrimp tempura rolls and, like.
Yeah.
And it hits.
And it hits.
Is what it does.
It does. It's so.
And here's the thing about it.
So hits.
It hits.
It so hits. That sounds nice.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to Lowe's.
Oh, so you are going to go to Lowe's.
Yeah, we're going to Lowe's. We're going to stop by. I just want to look at blinds. Our kids need blinds. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. They're already sleeping in a dining room. The least I can do is put up some blinds for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. That'll be a nice time.
My kids are doing, I mean, I knew they would adjust fine. My kids are thriving.
Yeah.
They've also been so tired because, you know, they're so dirty and.
Yeah.
I just love, like, loving country living.
Yeah. It sounds so nice.
And I already, like, the first night we moved in, this was just, like, such, like, a fun, like, first memory. The first night we moved in, we're on, like, a propane tank. Mm-hmm. So like they have to like come and like fill our tank like twice a year mm-hmm. so we can have like hot water and like gas.
Okay.
And I guess like there was like a miscommunication from like the previous owners to us and like the tank was completely empty. Like mm-hmm. we had nothing in it. Mm-hmm. So they luckily, but I guess like the propane company had messed up because like we did all of our paperwork. So they like sent someone out that night, like on a Saturday night to fill our tank up.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, like the barn had hot water because it's on like a different tank. Who knows? So I like took Fred up there and gave Fred like a straight up like country farmhouse mm-hmm. sink bath.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And then Tyler and I decided since the barn has hot water, there's like a little wash rack and we're going to like put a shower head in there.
Oh, yeah.
So like the little kids can like, and we'll keep some old towels up there. So it's like, because they like Fred was filthy. Like yeah. George was filthy. Like I put him in the shower like almost before I put him in the bath because I'm like, you can't like, I'm not going to let you sit in this.
You need to rinse off.
And there's going
to
be like residue in my bathtub because like yeah. you're
gross. You're covered in dirt. Yeah.
So it's like, I was like, Tyler, just picture it. Like, you'll hose them, we'll keep some shampoo up there, you'll hose them off, and then you'll just like send them down the road.
I mean, you can send them down the road in a towel. Like, no one is near you.
No, you can send them down butt naked. Like, no one's going to see them.
And no one's going to see them.
It's so cute.
It's so freeing.
And we're getting chickens soon. Chickens are happening sooner than you'd think.
Okay.
Sooner than a front porch decoration, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. That's exciting.
We're going to do a variety of chickens because I want to get rainbow eggs.
Love rainbow
eggs. So apparently you can just get like every breed. There's like a bunch of different breeds of chickens, which I didn't totally know that. I mean, I guess I knew that, but I didn't know like the different breeds laid different eggs. So like some lay brown, some lay white, some lay the blue, some lay a green. Mm-hmm. We're going to be rainbow egg girls.
Love rainbow eggs.
Same.
So cute. It's like a little surprise every time.
Yeah.
Okay, Kel, that's so exciting. Well, I want to get into our millennial word of the day, where we learn Gen Z slang so we can be less lame. And this is actually a TikTok trend. And it's actually not a Gen Z thing, but it is a TikTok trend that I saw that I think the carpoolers would very much appreciate, yourself included. And that is cozy cardio.
Oh, obsessed. What's cozy cardio?
Cozy cardio is a TikTok trend where you do cardio but like in a relaxing way. So like, did you know like when everyone was working from home and getting standing desks and getting like mm-hmm. walking pads?
Yep.
You get your treadmill, you get your walking pad, you like put on comfy sweats, maybe you like spray the room with like some lavender mist, you light a candle, turn the lights down low if you want, turn on a good movie and just walk on your walking pad or treadmill.
Interesting.
And it's just like a very low lift
cardio
that's also relaxing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like silent walking, though. Like, I bet you leave your phone. I bet you leave your phone down for your cozy cardio.
Well, if you want, but also like if that's you know, so you can watch something or so you can scroll or just like it's getting your cardio in while not stressing yourself out that you're working out. You know,
it's so funny because I love being cozy.
I love being cozy.
And like, I've been so excited for summer and I'm still so excited for summer, but I've already like not been turning my heating pad on in my bed every night because it's like kind of hotter outside.
Yeah.
And I'm already missing it.
Yeah.
How do you people function who don't live in seasons?
I think they do just fine.
Do you think?
Yeah. Okay, but I want to talk about more about, I have more to say about cozy cardio.
Oh, okay.
Because there's like drama around it. Oh. About how I found out about it. So the chick, apparently, I haven't done much research. The chick who started it, Hope Zuckerbrow, she started it on TikTok. It was like her trend. She was asked to be on the Today Show where they did a 4-minute segment on cozy cardio. She was jazzed. She went on the Today Show. 4-minute segment. She's the girl who started the trend on TikTok. She's in it for maybe 10-15 seconds. What they did with the rest of the time is they picked another influencer who like owns Sculpt House.
That's
like,
mean. That's mean.
And they did a whole segment on her and how she is incorporating cozy cardio. And
that's mean.
Then she now in her like sculpt classes, she now has Cozy Sculpt since this Today Show segment has come out. And it's like really sad. And so I came across the video and Hope, the girl who started it, was like, let me explain what happened. And so then I was intrigued. And she was like, it's so hard to like admit, but basically like they took the skinnier version of me and highlighted the segment around her. Because there's like pale girl.
Yeah, I'm like looking
brown,
at her right
brown
now.
Hair. And the entire segment, it's like surround. They like got professional cameras and went to this chick's house. The other influencer, the Sculpt House girl, so she could do this whole segment. And Hope, the girl who actually started it, like zoomed in and got to be on it for like 10 seconds.
That's, I mean, I'm telling you, the media needs to wake up. We are getting smarter. We can sniff that kind of stuff out. I do not like that. That is mean.
It's so mean. So I wanted to give a shout out to Cozy Cardio because I thought it was a great idea.
Thanks, Hope.
And then also just like, yeah, give like Hope the credit that she deserves.
Well, and like, when are they going to wake up and this is no shade to the other girl because I'm sure she's like.
I'm sure they approached her and they're like, hey, we're doing this segment on Cozy Cardio.
She
like,
didn't
do you
know
think
that
you could come on because Hope was like, she doesn't follow me. She's never interacted with my videos. I don't know. I do not know. I am speculating that they approached her and they're like, we want you to come on to talk all about like Cozy Cardio. Like, can you like fill? Because you've been approached for like segments like this where it's like, hey, we want you to come on and just talk about EVs. And it's like, okay, yeah, great. I can do that because I'm a automotive influencer. So she was probably like, oh yeah, I can come up with something like that because I'm a fitness influencer. But that's not giving the Today Show a pass. They should have highlighted the girl who actually started it.
Well, I just think that's a more interesting story.
Yeah.
And like, I looked at that girl and like, I'm sorry, I'm not buying that some girl who owns Sculpt thing. Like, she doesn't need to do cozy cardio. She's like wired to work out at 5 a.m. and drink greens. Like, me and Hope are wired to do cozy cardio. Yeah. And we look like girls who are wired to do cozy cardio.
Yeah.
So justice for Hope. I'm disgusted.
Justice for Hope. Hope Zuckerbrow.
I'm just saying, you got to be careful with some of those journalism. It's gotcha journalism, Elizabeth.
It's not gotcha journalism,
it
actually.
It feels like gotcha journalism.
If you know what gotcha journalism is, it's nothing about gotcha journalism, but it is slimy journalism. And it's not right.
Well, and that's why, again, Elizabeth and I aren't going to share the opportunity that we turned down, the news segment. But it was a big news segment. It wasn't. Yeah. It was pretty big. It was national. But it like wasn't about the car mom.
No, it was about EVs.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna be totally honest. It was just like you were just a mouthpiece for.
It was like they wanted me to talk about like EVs, and it's like find some. To me, I'm like, if you want to come on and like do a segment on the car mom, obviously I'm there. I'm the car mom.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I don't need to be a mouthpiece for anybody.
No,
I still don't need to leave my kids to do it to be on TV.
Yeah. So, anyway, I thought that was an interesting story.
I have. Don't move on because I have a low lift luxury that someone sent in that was so unbelievably amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we kind of need to answer her quick car question because then she also gives us the low lift luxury.
Yes,
so it's kind
of
mean to like skip over her car question.
Okay.
Quick car question. My husband is going to be getting a company car, budget unsure. He commutes about 150 miles for work 4 days a week. We currently have 3 kids and are keeping options open for number 4. The kids do not typically travel with him, but on occasion will. Girls are 5, 3, and 1. Honestly, I just think, I think at some point you need to be like, you can't take all 4 kids. And I think, like, I mean, if you're driving 150 miles a day, like, I don't think you, like, need a 3-row SUV for that. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's the story of, like, you guys are just going to have to rearrange how that works out. Mm-hmm. So I would probably do something like the new Honda CR-V hybrid or the RAV4 hybrid, mm-hmm, or one of those cars. Mm-hmm. And just, because also, but I mean, but I doubt the budget covers 3-row SUV. And that's kind of, like, what Tyler and I are kind of already going through, because realizing Tyler's never going to not drive a truck, ever. So yeah. Tyler can't pick up all the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, you know what? You just, okay. Like, I just think you'll get used to it.
It happens.
It does happen.
It's part of it. Like, if you want to go pick up the kids, you got to take the Expedition. You got to take the car that can fit all the kids.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to do it, and your kids are so young, too. Like, they're just 5, 3, and 1. Like, it's such big car seats where I feel like the car, I mean, you know, you could get a Honda Pilot, I guess. But just that just feels like, I mean, all those midsize SUVs, here's the problem with them. They don't get good gas mileage.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I feel like they're not much better than my Expedition.
Yeah.
I mean, my Expedition's not great. I get like 16.
I'm sure they're better than your
Expedition. They're like 20. They're like 20 and I get like 16.
It's not as good as you want it to be. If you're driving a lot, it's okay. Just not the vibe.
Here's her low-lift luxury. Coffee ice cubes. When you don't finish your pot of coffee, freeze an ice cube tray and you're all set for your iced coffee. But I read that and I was like, coffee ice cubes. I'm like, sister, I'm not like making coffee for ice cubes. And then it's like, no, you just, if you don't finish your pot coffee, it's giving sustainability.
So do you just put those in your pre-made iced coffee, or do you like let them melt to be iced coffee?
Oh, Elizabeth.
What?
Elizabeth.
What?
Have you never been to Exit 11? The coffee shop?
Yeah.
Their iced coffee comes with coffee cubes. So when it melts, it's just more coffee.
I didn't know.
No. So that way your iced coffee doesn't get watered down.
Oh, wait, I understand. I didn't know that.
You thought you made iced coffee cubes and then let them sit on the counter until they melted?
I don't think that's an outrageous question to have.
You
think it feels like coffee overkill then to have ice cubes and also coffee.
You're going to lose this story. You're going to lose this. I mean, you're going to lose this argument.
It's not an argument. It was a question that you're turning into an argument for some reason.
Coffee.
Okay, I understand it's now. Thanks for the clarity.
But it's not coffee overkill. You're drinking the same amount of coffee. Oh. What does ice do? Ice robs you. Like when Tyler goes and gets an iced coffee somewhere, he's disgusting. He says no ice because he wants his money's worth.
Okay, I understand how it works. Thank you so much for the very kind explanation. Okay. What else? Do you have anything else?
Yeah. Speaking of things on my dump, I think we should do another book club book.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Well, they've been talking about On the Toast, which has piqued my interest.
Okay.
And it's called let me tell you what it's called. The Magnificent Lives of Marjorie Post. It's about her family owns like the Post cereal, but it's like in like, it's like a historical time period. I mean, okay, Marjorie's journey begins gluing cereal boxes in her father's barn as a young girl. No one could have predicted that the CW Post cereal company would grow into the General Foods empire and reshape America's way of life with Marjorie as the heiress and leading lady.
I wonder what Marjorie would have to say about the Kellogg's guy. Was it Kellogg's?
I think they covered in the book.
No, the one who just came out and talked said about breakfast for people.
Yeah, breakfast for dinner.
Struggling Americans should have breakfast for dinner.
Anyway, I have an Audible credit. I'm going to do it. It's no pressure, though.
Okay. I didn't really understand what the book was about.
Like, I don't know if you need to.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I want to read it. I read your boring book.
Kidding. You are on one today. You need to go take a lap outside. You need to go touch grass, Kelly.
Do you want me to?
I really do.
Okay. I'll be back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, maybe like three or four subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 9 subscriptions each month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, different cameras. It's just, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved the total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving its members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/carpool. That's rocketmoney.com/carpool. rocketmoney.com/carpool. Today's episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. Guys, before we do anything, we read reviews. We read the Amazon reviews.
We just did.
We find out if it's Amazon's choice or not. We are doing our research. So why should our doctor decision be any less important than our air fryer decision?
Some would argue it's more important.
Most would, which is why we use ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them all online. And these doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even find same day appointments. So go to ZocDoc.com/carpool and download ZocDoc app for free. Then book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/carpool. ZocDoc.com/carpool. Okay. All right. Let's move.
Just a little cozy walk outside. Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little cozy walk.
Cozy cardio. Okay. Kel, are you ready for some advice questions?
Well, I'd like an answer on book club out of you.
I need to look up this. You didn't really give me anything. Like, I don't know what it's about. I don't understand what it's supposed to cover.
Okay.
So, like, maybe let me do some research.
You got it. Let me know next episode.
And maybe, like, I'll let you get a head start. I really have PTSD from doing book club with you. But I do need something new to listen to. So
anyway, it has been weird because I was like listening to Boys on the Boat so much, and now it's like, what do I fill my time? Like, what do I fill my ears with?
Yeah.
And I am. Can I just say it with something else?
Of course.
So here's the thing, and I'm, you know, on day 4 of my new house, but I've noticed that we're spending so much time outside, and the place is just not quite secure enough for like my kids to like be outside by themselves. Like, there's a pond, there's the barn. Like, mm-hmm. my kids are just too young to like be out in the barn all day by themselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and I have no problem, like, but I like them being out there because, one, the weather's been beautiful and they're not trashing my house. Mm-hmm. So I'm like trying to be out there more, but I'm trying to think of things I can do to be productive while I'm out there, because like if we were at my house, like I'd be doing something. So I've been working on things like, I pack like a giant water, and it's like, I'm going to finish this water before I go inside, because like, mm-hmm. that's like a productive thing to do. And I've been like, this sounds like I've been like picking up sticks like out of the yard, because like, mm-hmm. I just like, I'm like a person who like always likes to be moving. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like some books out there will be like, because the kids don't need me. Like, I'm literally sittervising, but I have to sittervise outside and not like in my living room. Mm-hmm. So it's just things I can do while outside. I guess I could exercise.
Yeah, you could.
Like squats.
Yeah.
Walk the yard.
Get a yoga mat out there and, you know,
stretch. Really, that's a good stretch. Idea. Okay, maybe I'll.
So what did that have to do with a book, though?
Oh, I'm saying maybe I should. I think like that'll be a good time for me to listen to my books.
Oh, okay. I see. Because you're just like sitting
maybe
outside.
I could do all three. I could stretch, listen to my book, and drink water. That's called habit stacking, Liz.
I would say.
I've read a book on it.
I would say crazier. People have done crazier things than that. So I think you definitely have the capabilities to do that.
And then I'm watching my kids, stretching, drinking water, listening to a book.
Wow. She does it all.
And that's why I have no headspace.
Yeah. No, I think that sounds great, Kel. You have.
Well, who wouldn't want advice from me?
Yeah. So let's move on to our advice segment. This comes from Jen. It says bridesmaid advice. Hi, Kelly and Liz. Two of my best friends are getting married in the next year. I'm in both weddings and I'm needing some advice on gifts. We've been there. Typically, I'd go with how much they're paying per head for a wedding gift budget. But with multiple bridal showers for each bride, engagement parties, out of town, expensive bachelorettes, one of them is a destination wedding in Mexico, and all the other bridesmaids' expenses, I'm wondering what y'all thoughts are. Surely, I don't need to show up at each shower and engagement party with a gift when they're each having multiple. Do you do a wedding and shower gift? Do you get a pass for one? I and my wallet need help.
Okay, this is an excellent question. And mom's probably going to call me and tell me I'm crazy for how I'm going to respond to this. One, I think that if someone's in your wedding, like, I kind of feel like the bride should be like, hey, guys, like, I so appreciate you in my wedding. Like, I know it's expensive to, like, cover the hair and makeup. Please don't buy a gift.
Yeah.
I think all brides should learn to say that. I think that should start becoming the norm. Because it
I agree.
But I think, like, if you're not going to say that, like, you do need to do something. I feel like all three feels drama. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think I'd probably opt to give. I mean,
engagement party, no gift. Absolutely don't.
Absolutely not a gift.
Go grab a bottle of wine that's 100% in the back of your closet.
I kind of feel like pantry. Do it for the shower because there's like less gift the shower. Mm-hmm. And I think you can say like shower and wedding gift.
I totally agree. I think it's just like congratulations on your wedding. I'm so thrilled for you. Blah, 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 blah. Like, have your really nice thing. And then,
I mean, we're pulling out the same registry.
Exactly.
I think you get one gift. And I really think they should tell you you don't have to buy anything because you just bought a $150
dress. $150
dress,
$200 in hair and makeup, traveling to Mexico, traveling for the bachelorettes. It is so expensive. It's gotten so crazy out of hand. And yeah, I think that.
I mean, no shade to people who do it, but I would never do a destination wedding. I could never ask that of people. People do it.
I
just think it's like you put people between a rock and a hard place because like those people like want to celebrate you. I just don't.
Well, I think some people are like, well, then it's a trip to it's a vacation to Mexico. But it's like, well, okay, well, I wasn't planning to have a Mexican vacation.
I just, and this is just, you know what? Here's the thing, you guys, I'm allowed to have hot takes. I just think like go honeymoon in Mexico. I really don't think, I'm sorry, I don't always think your wedding is just about you. I think it's about people who are celebrating you in your life and, like, who are going to be there for you in your marriage. And if you want them to be a part of it, like, I think make it a place where people can go. Now, if you're, like, splitting, if you guys, like, live in Dallas and, like, his family's from New York and your family's from L.A.
Yeah.
And, like, then you guys get married somewhere else, I get it. But, like, if you both live somewhere and, like, you go somewhere else, I think it's a little silly. Go on your honeymoon there.
Yeah.
You make your grandma go?
I know.
You're going to make your friends from college go with student debt? Come on.
Or even worse, they can't go. They don't get to celebrate with you. They want to be there for your wedding and they physically
can't. And then they're embarrassed because they say they can't afford it or they make up some excuse. I just think it. I really think there's like this culture of like, it's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. And I just think it's not. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I think. And I also think it is about both sets of parents. I really do. Mm-hmm. That's what Dad told me. Dad said, it's your wedding. It's my party. And you know what? He was right. It was his party.
Yeah.
And not that it wasn't like a special day for me, but like if you're putting so like some of the best marriage advice I ever got. Sorry, this is like such a tangent, but it's like you're not planning a wedding. You're planning a marriage. Mm-hmm. So like, are we planning the marriage? Or are we like just like what's the plan for the marriage? Mm-hmm. Are we putting as much like time and thought into that?
Yeah, well, and weddings have just they've just gotten so out of hand and everything leading up to a wedding has just gotten so out of hand because everyone has to do something bigger and better. And it's very hard, but it's also hard when you have been you've been a bridesmaid 5 times and you've done the destination bachelorette.
Yeah, so then it's
and
your turn.
Yeah. It's like it's my turn. Okay, yeah, you made me spend $500 on everything. Cough it up. Like it's your turn. So we've almost gotten ourselves in a really really bad cycle.
You're right.
So anyway, to answer your question, absolutely no engagement gift. Do
bottle of wine.
I'm with you. If you're going to the shower, I do feel like, especially if they're going to open up gifts there, you have to have something because they're not opening up gifts at a wedding. And if this works for you, this is just general advice for people who do weddings or who have friends. What me and my girlfriends do is there's like a group of like 9 of us and we all go in on one really, really nice gift. So, for example, when my friend got married, we all went in on a David Yurman bracelet. It's like a $600 bracelet, but split between 9 people was actually usually ends up being less than what I would normally spend on a wedding.
Yeah.
But that way our friend who we love and we're so excited, she got a really nice gift from all of us. And so that's like something that we have all adopted and have done. And mm-hmm. it's like, now it's a thing where it's like, we give it to you in person at the rehearsal dinner. And if you want a bridesmaids, we like send videos to all the other girls so they can like see what the reaction. It's just been this really fun and sweet thing that we've gotten to do. So if that is advice that someone else can take, definitely go that route.
Yeah, good one. And I do think for the wedding, if you feel like you have to do something, I like doing a personalized something or another, because that you can get for way cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just get a bottle of wine. Or get them nothing. Sorry, I said what I said. Get them a card.
A really nice letter.
Write a card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to do another advice question. This one, trigger warning, is a little bit heavy, but I think it's important. Hi, Kelly and Liz. I'm a longtime YouTube viewer and podcast listener. I know you're both pregnant and I wanted to get some advice. Our firstborn, who is now 9 months, was recently diagnosed with infant leukemia on February 18th. I've always wanted another child and we're going to start trying this summer. Obviously, with this diagnosis, it has shocked our whole world and has been devastating. I'm beyond scared to have another, but at the same time, want to experience that love again. Any advice on this heavy topic? Thank you so much and please pray for a baby girl. I wanted to share this one, not because I have good advice for you, because I can't fathom being like getting that diagnosis at the same age as James. Like, I am so sorry. And I am will absolutely be praying for praying for your daughter. Reason I wanted to share this was because I wanted the rest of the carpool crew, if they feel inclined, to be praying for your daughter. And also, I think that this is a really good question that we could throw in the Facebook group. So, Jen, if you're not a part of the Facebook group, join it.
And does she remain anonymous, or does she say her daughter's name?
No, she didn't say her daughter's name.
Okay.
I think that there might be some other people in the Facebook group who have maybe gone through this or have experienced something similar and might have good advice for you.
I also think, ditto to everything Elizabeth said, like a really, horrible situation. Like, I so often like think about my kids' health and like think about how much I take that for granted so many days. And like the biggest health issue my kids worry about is like an ear infection, or like Fred has eczema. And Tyler always reminds me, like, even when we get like a semi more serious diagnosis, like the herpetic whitlow, Tyler's like, but this is all we have to worry about. And so it's just, I think there's also, like, if you feel like you want to do it again, I don't think there's a blueprint for what you're going through.
No.
So I think sometimes it's, like, you're kind of writing the blueprint, and I think you just kind of have to trust yourself and trust your gut. And if it's, like, if you feel like that's the best thing to do for your family, I get, like, wanting – you have my permission to do it. Like, if that's what you – I'm not even saying that that's what you need.
What,
but
to have another
child? To have another kid, like
– Well, they've always wanted to.
Yeah, so I just think sometimes, like – I just would validate your feelings, and like what you're going through is so difficult, so hard. And like, I would just trust your gut. I don't think I think different people are going to tell you, like different people would do different things in this situation, but I would just trust your gut.
The thing that is so hard about having babies is how much you love them, and how just the thought of something happening to them is like, it's just so devastating. And so I understand your point of how you're like, we've always wanted another one, but I'm scared to have another one because of what you've been through. But I think obviously you have to do whatever is right for your family. But I think that there's room for you to like have to love another baby.
And
I think it will. I think that will all be okay, and I think that will be good.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I really do.
And I think it's just, you know, I remember we got like an advice question a while ago. It was like, you know, I'm pregnant, I have so much anxiety, and it's like, it just never goes away. The anxiety never goes away. Mm-mm. So it's, unfortunately, it's the cost of this love.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. But I think like what's always been comforting, what's always something I've always thought about is like, I mean, someone could tell me tomorrow that like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. Like, someone could tell me tomorrow that, like, one of my kids was going to die, and I'd be like, okay, I would have done it again. I would still do it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And I think like, you need to ask yourself that question. You're like, okay, obviously this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I love this baby so much, this 9-month old baby who's diagnosed with infant leukemia. And I don't know everything that's going to go into like the treatment of that. And I don't know anything about what that looks like. But you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Right. You'd do it again.
You would do it. You would still make every decision you made to lead you to this point. And so while it's horrible and it's scary and it's devastating, you still have all of like the love and the wonderful, like even the daily, yeah. I'm sure you have like daily, like wonderful moments too, even in spite of going through this. So anyway, I would love for this, I can post this when this episode comes out. I can post her advice question. I'll remove her email and stuff. But I would just love for the carpool crew to like lean on her and give her some advice.
And if she's comfortable, I'd love to know her daughter's name so we can pray for her.
Yes.
Her name.
Okay, Kel, we have one more advice question leading, which will lead us into industry news.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a car related one. Hey, Kelly and Liz, I knew I had to email y'all once I found out I was pregnant with our third baby since you both are sisters.
No, I'm telling you,
I always wanted, LOL.
We are the first people tell they're pregnant to.
I know. Long story short, God's timing is always perfect, even though another baby was not on our radar. So that being said, I'm freaking out since we just bought a house in November and a new to us car was not in the plan. I have a 2018 CRV and already know the struggles it has with three car seats. I have a 5-year-old and a booster, an 18-month-old rear facing. He will be 2 by the baby is 3, still will be rear facing. I have an 18-month-old and a safety first grow convertible seat. So the question
is, 3 kids or 2?
No, that was the, oh, okay, she okay. has.
She has 2 kids pregnant with her third.
Yes, but that's the car seat the 18-month-old is. So question is there any way I can make seats work / get slimmer seats for a little bit of time, or would it be better to size up to a 3-row? I was excited for both your pregnancies.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. That was really sweet.
I actually think this girl also DM'd me and I like saw her DM.
Okay.
You can't do 3 across in the Honda CRV.
Okay.
It's got this like, I mean, I've done a video on it. It's got this, the most horrendous seatbelt overlap issue that when I say, I mean, it's not pop. It's not like, oh, slimmer seats. It's not capable. Okay. It's not capable in any scenario of 3. So, especially if you're on a budget, we just had an amazing blog post. Honestly, should be industry news because that's how groundbreaking it is. An amazing blog post all about family cars under $400 a month. And I mean, if your budget's less than that, it's still very applicable because you would just go older, higher mileage to get to get the budget down. And I would look at those cars. We chose cars that I don't even think, are there any? I mean, it's about just like how to find a car in that price range, but I also give suggestions. And most of the cars I give are just 5-passenger cars, and I'd probably just stick to that. There are 5-passenger cars that would work for 3 car seats, just not the CRV.
Okay. Do we have a blog post with those, or can
you? Yeah, it's in the $400 a month blog.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna clickbait to it.
Clickbait.
Okay, Liz, are you ready for industry news? Yes. Where I spill the hot tea going on in the auto industry.
Yes.
I just have one story, but it's kind of iconic because we have another 3-row SUV crossover that's getting redesigned this year. Now, what has been the other big 3-row SUV crossovers designed this year? Chevy Traverse, GMC Acadia. There's two more cars who are like in the, like that family tree who we're expecting redesigns from. One is the Cadillac XT6.
Okay.
Because General Motors owns all of them. So General Motors owns Chevy, GMC, Buick, and Cadillac. Those are all GM cars.
Okay.
The Buick Enclave is getting redesigned. So when Buick redesigns its flagship Enclave large crossover this year, it will get a complete overhaul of the brand's lineup. Buick started like overhauling their cars about a year ago. I went to the Invista release and they're just like trying to be these like cute, new, like not your grandma's Buick.
Mm-hmm. It's no, kind they of look like really nice.
And what's interesting about Buick is this has been a story before industry news. They have the highest percentage of female buyers. Percentage. So not number, but the highest percentage of female buyers are Buick.
I can see that.
So they're kind of like just a car for the girls, you could say.
Yeah.
And the Enclave is getting redesigned and it's darling. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks great. It looks very luxury.
It's so cute. I mean, it's like that was like looks just like the Chevy Traverse. Like it's giving Chevy Traverse in the back. I don't know. There's something kind of fresh about it.
Yeah, I think I've been seeing Buicks on the road lately, and they've kind of been standing out.
You've been seeing those little Invistas. I'm telling you, there's like something like they're just like they're kind of like get, like Lincoln, like they're kind of just like going through a resurgence. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if this has anything to do with like, in which I'm sure it will, like so it's getting like this 30-inch curved display. It's going to have GM's Super Cruise, iconic. Oh, what's this, Elizabeth?
Head restraint.
Because GM's finally waking up and doing head restraints. It's just exciting. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a good luxury option, mid-size luxury option.
Okay, great. Can't wait to see it. Okay, so now it is time for Ditch the Drive-Thru, where we give you an easy dinner recipe to mix it up to get you out of your dinner rut. And this comes from our email, and she also sent in a really good recipe with also a question, so I am going to answer her question.
This is going to be the new half.
I know. She said... She used to ask what the breast milk jewelry company was that I used, and it is Milk Couture Co. You can find them on Instagram. Okay, so it is mini chicken pot pies, chi-chi pie pies.
Oh.
I know. You're going to like this. One bag of frozen veggie mix, pea, corn, carrot. One can of cream of chicken soup. One cup of shredded chicken. Two, or shred your own. Two containers of crescent rolls, because... Pillsbury. Mix frozen veggies, chicken, and cream of chicken in a bowl. Undo the crescent rolls and fold inside a muffin tin to make mini cups. Scoop mixtures into cups. Bake at 375 for 18 to 20 minutes.
Wait, so do you put the crescent rolls down as the crust, you said?
You put them in like a little muffin.
Yeah. So it's crescent rolls, then you bake.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You just scoop the mixture into it. And they're like little mini mm-hmm. chi-chi pie muffins. Just like
Something that I did recently, which is pretty iconic, is you guys know, like, I love chi-chi pie is like my specialty, like my staple, like it's everything to me and my family. And I realized, like, I don't know about, like, I'm sure you could like freeze it, but I just froze the filling because I like to do mine with fresh biscuits. Fresh mm-hmm. biscuits. Pillsbury. I said fresh biscuits like I made them.
Yeah.
So I just like to do, so I made the filling and I froze like a filling of chicken pot pie, like in a 9x13.
Yeah, so smart.
And like, I'm just going to bring it up, I'll plop biscuits on top and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, that's so smart.
Supper, chi-chi pie pie.
Yeah. It's just like chicken pot pie feels like sometimes like such an ordeal to make.
Well, you forget there is that like shortcut version, which is also delicious.
And the shortcut version is just like, and that's even more shortcut because it's not even trying to like put.
Make it into a pie. No.
That's so easy.
I'm telling you, chicken pot pie is such a good meal.
It's such a good meal. It's a very balanced meal.
It is very balanced.
Everyone likes
kids,
it.
So kid friendly. But there's nothing not to like about Chi-Chi Pie Pie.
No, I know. So that was a hot new take on Chi-Chi Pie Pie. And with that, that is our episode. So thank you so much for listening to the Carpool Podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.